Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Car.
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent.
I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Is it a shutdown? When does it start back up? It's not really a shutdown. So what in the world is going on with, are the air traffic controllers coming back? Do we still need to vote on it? I got a lot of questions. CBS reporter Stacey Lynn has the answers. She's joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Okay, Stacey, is it true that there is an agreement that funds the government through January?
That is correct. There was an agreement to the agreement, which means they did a procedural vote last night, and the House passed resolution came out 60-40. So the final vote would advance it. So now there's got to be a bunch of procedural votes in the Senate to get it to the next phase, where it goes back to the House, and then the House votes on it, and then it goes to the president's desk. So while it looks like, you know, the end is near for this government shutdown, the timing of the passage still kind of remains unclear, because, you know, there could be some blips in the road, and, you know, this whole Senate process with all these procedural votes could get a little bit sticky and lengthy, as any one senator can really slow down the process. And then when it goes back to the House, it is expected to pass the House, because mm-hmm. Republicans do have the votes to pass it, even without House leadership, Democratic leadership mm-hmm. on board with it. But that's when it will go to the president's desk. So as what we're looking at right now, they're hoping to get this done in the next few days by the end of the week, but okay. Still up in the air.
Okay, maybe by the end of the week, who knows, maybe 2 weeks. We know how the government works or doesn't work. So
sure.
Stacey, explain, who were the winners and the losers? Because it's my understanding that the health care credits mm-hmm. From the ACA, Obamacare, did not get extended. So tell us who won, who lost, who caved, who, what's the sitch?
Okay, so the deal extends funding through January, so that's a good thing. That gets the government mm-hmm. back opened and funded. The deal also would fund SNAP through next September. It also provides a guaranteed back pay for furloughed federal workers, and it reverses shutdown layoffs, meaning those government workers who were riffed, who were fired at the start of this whole funding debacle, they mm-hmm. could get rehired back. What's missing, and what you said, Jordana, is correct, mm-hmm. the health care provision, this was the biggie that all the Dems had. That was their sticking point all along. So this is not in this bill. They did not agree to an extension of those expiring tax credits. But these eight Dems that kind of crossed the line, they threw in the towel on the issue and basically took what amounts to a pinky promise from Senate Republicans, who said that they would bring that to a vote in December. Now, it's nothing on paper that says this is a guarantee. It says, okay, we're going to get the government back open, and then we will look at this. So this was the big sticking point all along, because the health insurance tax credits under this Affordable Care Act are set to expire at the end of the year. And, you know, health insurance premiums set to kind of soar for millions of Americans who rely on this for their coverage. So as far as winners and losers, I mean, I think the main, you know, Republicans are the ones who got their side. I think these eight Dems across the line kind of threw in that towel because they realized, you know, we can vote and we can vote again and we can keep the government shut down for another week, another 2 weeks, another 3 weeks, but they're not budging. They're not moving their feet out of the mud and nothing's going to change. So they were not going to put this provision for health care in this bill at all. And they said that from the beginning, and they maintain their, you know, their stance on it.
How many people then are affected by that health care provision? Who's the real loser here?
I mean, millions of Americans right now who rely on that that ACA coverage are set to see their premiums, you know, double, triple, they are saying, unless this comes through. So the problem is the Republicans were saying that this doesn't run out until the end of the year, so there's still a little time. So if we get the government back open and vote in December, we're still good to go and it should be okay. The problem is they've already opened enrollment for the Affordable Care Act for this health care insurance. That opened up November 1st. So that's when these companies have to set their premiums and set their prices. And so if they don't think they're going to get these, you know, extensions, these tax credits, then they have to jack their prices up to cover the costs. And so a lot of Americans are kind of stuck in the middle there and, you know, are going to have to pay the price. And then a lot of people, unfortunately, can't pay that price, that exorbitant amount for insurance, and so we'll end up just going without, which obviously is a really scary thing for people.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Let's talk about optics.
Yeah.
Who's going to get blamed for this? Who's going to be the hero? You know, I mean, me personally, I'm just a regular citizen. I wanted the government open, but I want people to have health care, you know, so.
Whose fault is this? Yeah, because most Democratic lawmakers did not want this. They were not on board with this. It was these, you know, breakaway senators that finally realized, you know what, this strategy's not working. There was no evidence that prolonging this whole thing would force the Republicans to the table on the health provision issue. So they just decided, you know what, we're going to give them a little bone and get the government back working, because they realized that, you know, it is affecting people all across the country. They wanted to get the government back open. They wanted these government workers, you know, back to work and funds, you know, flowing once again to all these programs that people depend on across the country. So I think when you look at the term winners and losers, it's kind of, it really is which side you are on and who, you know, which way you're going to lean in, you know, in the breakdown of all the things. Yes, there's some good things for Democrats in this deal. The furloughed workers are getting their back pay. You know, those who were riffed or can get back on the job. Some programs that were funded during this impasse through the states will get paid back. So those are all positives, yet the one main thing that they were really, really holding out on is kind of still in the balance.
But it doesn't mean that people will not get their health care extended. It just means, and correct me if I'm wrong, Stacey, mm-hmm. we're speaking with Stacey Lynn, reporter from CBS. It just means they sort of kick the can down the road till what, January?
They kicked the can down the road till, well, they say December. They said that they will promise to vote on this and bring up this issue, do a Senate vote on the floor in December. It doesn't say that this has to be done. It's just kind of, like I said, almost like a pinky promise that says, yeah, let's get the government open. We'll give you these things. And then in December, yeah, we'll bring it to the Senate floor. We can vote on it then. And then who knows then if it will get passed. So, yeah, it's still kind of up in the air. And like Congress does a lot, they do like to kick the can down the road an awful lot.
You mentioned that people are getting their back pay. I know it's not a guarantee when workers get furloughed, but do they have to vote on that, or does that automatically kick in whenever they vote to reopen the government?
Okay. Automatically kicks in. Now, I mean, it should have before in the first place, because President Trump in 2019 was the one that signed that into law. But then they tried to kind of do a little backtracking thing a couple weeks ago saying, well, maybe they won't be paid. Now, for sure, everyone will be paid, the furloughed workers. Now, he did have some messages for air traffic controllers who, a lot of them have walked off the job because, they're not getting paid. And a lot of them are trying to get, make whatever money they can to make ends meet. So a lot of them were calling out sick during the shutdown. But the president posted about an hour or so ago on Truth Social demanding them to come back to work now. And he said those who don't could have their paychecks substantially docked. And he said those who left will be replaced by true patriots and won't get severance. But then he said, and this isn't big, he said that he was going to reward those who have stuck it out, who have showed up every day despite not getting paid. He said that he's going to reward them with a $10,000 bonus.
Can he do any of those things?
I mean, that's the big question with this president, this administration that we ask every day. And, he likes to, he tests the waters all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I want them to get free money, but I don't want the people who didn't show up to lose their jobs. I mean, this is crazy. Okay. Thank you for sharing that, because I haven't seen that yet.
Yep. That was about an hour ago. Yep. That's some new stuff for you.
Oh, my God. Stacey Lynn, thank you.
Jordana?
I mean, it's every day, like every hour, it's something new.
I know. You think it couldn't get any worse or more crazy or confusing. And then the next thing you're like, well, wait a minute. I thought that was the most crazy thing. Yeah.
Oh, Stacey, I hope you'll come back on soon. We're out of time. Thank you so much for the time today.
Take care. Have a great day.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.